You're listening to the Overeaters Anonymous Mid-Peninsula podcast. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. For more information, please visit oamidpeninsula.org.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me. My name is Maria, and I am a compulsive overeater, and I live in Manteca. So, what was it like when I was a child? I grew up in Mexico. I was born in Mexico and grew up in Mexico. And when I was a child, we were 9 siblings and mom and dad. So it was 11 people in our house. I want to say a 2-bedroom house and a kitchen, but unfortunately, one of the bedrooms sometimes was occupied with either corn or peanuts or beans, whatever the crop was. So most of the time, it was 1-bedroom house for everybody. So food, we had food. There was always something to eat. We had, we didn't go hungry like, oh, I'm starving and there's nothing to eat. Never happened like that, because we always had some snacks at least, you know, because we grew peanuts and pumpkins and all that. So in the evenings, we will roast peanuts or pumpkins. And so we, you know, it was not enough, but not really hungry. So I was underweight. I grew up being underweight. My sister, 2 years younger than me, she developed a whole lot sooner than me. And I was just like, you know, like scrawny little thing, a twig. And I didn't like how I looked. I was really skinny. And so I just, I just accepted myself, but it was not my ideal, the way I looked. So time went on. I came to the U.S. at the age 18. I was pregnant. I came to live with my grandparents, and there was like plenty of food. It was from day and night. It was like, oh my gosh, there's so much to eat, and you know, and as much as you want, and all that. So I was the doctor was concerned when I came to San Jose, because I was not gaining weight in the pregnancy, and they were worried about me. I don't know what they were worried about, but it was I was not gaining weight. So once I came here to San Jose, I gained 10 pounds in 1 month. So it was like, I went to town. It was, you know, food. And so I went through, you know, and then life went on. I remarried, had my kids, and I never considered myself a compulsive overeater or having an eating disorder, because I will gain weight in the winter, because I like to eat, you know, like have the nice warm things and when it's cold. And so, there's more comfort of food in the winter. So I tend to gain weight in the winter, but then in the spring, I will lose it because summer is coming and, you know, short time and all that. So I went like that for years. I was able to maintain a weight of 110 pounds. And before that, I was like 90 pounds when I was in Mexico. I was like 90 pounds. So when I was at 110, I feel great. So having to, every year, having to be in a or go on a diet every year to lose whatever pounds, 5, 10 pounds that I gain. You know, for me, it was just normal. I mean, I will just, I knew what I had to do. It was just starve myself because I didn't know how to diet. I didn't know how to have, you know, healthy meals. I didn't grow up having a 3-course meals, having vegetables every, you know, in every meal. It was like, if we, you know, we will have a meal, but it will be one thing. If we eat squash, it was squash with tortillas and salsa. If it was beans, it was beans. Sometimes it was green beans with saute with, you know, onions and tomatoes. So there was never, you know, I didn't know how to eat. So therefore, I mean, every winter I will gain the weight and every spring I will lose it for to be ready for the summer. So time went on like that for many, many, many years. And then I started gaining weight at menopause, and then it was harder to shake it off. And I was doing the, you know, the starvation to lose the weight. I started trying diets and trying to count calories, but I couldn't lose the weight that I have gained through the winter. So I slowly started accumulating. And then, at age, I think it was in my early 50s, I had a heart issue. Had a heart issue, and I ended up in the hospital. I was there for five days. The doctor, I can't remember the name of the problem, but my heart was beating 138 beats per minute. So the doctor told my husband that that could have been my last day, because if my heart went into shock, it would have stopped. And you know, that would have been my last day here. So when I left the hospital, you know, I had to face my cardiologist. And so he told me that I needed to lose weight. And so I said, okay, I'll give it a try. So I was, you know, I was trying to eat healthy. I was walking, I was exercising, I was going to the gym, and I just could not lose the weight. And at that time I had gotten like almost to 150 pounds. And I was between 148 and 150. It will fluctuate like that. So for my height, that's a lot. I'm only 4'11", if not shorter. I think I'm shrinking, so I'm afraid I'm shorter than 4'11". But I don't want to find out. So I keep saying 4'11". So that was a lot for me to carry. I felt it. I didn't feel good. I didn't like how I felt. It was uncomfortable. I refused to buy bigger clothes. You know, I will buy just a couple of outfits just to get me, you know, through. And then it's like, okay, I don't fit in those and this ones anymore. So I will buy another couple of outfits so I can be comfortable for a little while. So, so when after the you know, the heart issue, I started, like I said, I was exercising, I was trying to diet, and it took me like 3 or 4 months to lose 8 pounds, and I got really discouraged. And I was seeing my cardiologist every 4 months, and I told my cardiologist that the medication he was giving me was stopping me from losing weight, because I couldn't lose it. And he looked at me and he said, no, it's what you're putting in your mouth. And I didn't like him. It was like, how dare you? So he gave me a sheet of paper with you know, like to count calories. And it's like, tell me something different. You know, I already know about all this. And so it was just not working. So I decided to look for a program that it will help me lose the weight. And I was thinking about going to that program where you weigh once a week. But then I remember that a family member in San Jose had done OA 90, I believe. And he lost a lot of weight and he kept it off and he was doing really well. And so I thought, maybe I'll try that. And I checked to see if there was a program like that in Manteca. And lo and behold, there was one in Manteca. So I called and I got in touch with them and find out, you know, their place and everything. So I went for my first meeting, and I didn't think that was for me. I thought, no, I'm gonna have to go to the other program where I wait once a week, because I wasn't familiar with the 12 steps, so I just wasn't sure. It was foreign for me, and I thought
10 minutes.
Okay, thank you. It was foreign for me, so I thought I don't know if I want to come back. So there was another lady there that had come for the first time on my first day as well, and so it was like I just quietly left while everybody was saying their goodbyes. I left because I didn't think it was for me. Throughout the week, I kept thinking, and it's like, what do I have to lose? I'm going to go back. I'm going to lose the weight and then be gone. You know, that's all I needed, just to lose. Like the doctor kept saying, at least 10 more pounds. And so it was like, okay. So I thought I'll lose my 10 pounds and away I go. And so I went back, and then the lady that was there the first time, her first time the week before, she started asking questions at the end of the meeting. So then I stopped and I started listening, because I didn't know what to ask. I didn't know what the meeting was about. I didn't know anything. So I did not know what to ask. And so she started asking questions. So I started listening. And then it was like, oh, okay, so this sounds interesting. So maybe this will work. So I talked to someone and asked them if they wanted to be my sponsor. And she said yes. And so I just want to tell you that when I started doing this program, it took a lot of willingness and honesty, because it was I wanted to be honest 100%. I am the type of person that I want to be honest. It's my it's like one of my priorities, and because I feel like a person that is honest is credible. So my sponsor, I was reporting to her every day, answer a question, reporting my food. And but I was really worried, because I didn't see it on my clothes that I was losing weight. And I thought, she's going to think that I'm cheating. And I was doing everything to the T. I was just weighing everything. I was measuring everything. I make sure that I didn't taste any of my cooking before and while I was cooking. So if I needed salt, you know, they had to figure it out. I was just doing everything like to the T. But like I said, I was worried because I wasn't seeing any change in my clothes. And then, but then my sponsor said that she could see it on my neck. So I said, okay, well, you know, I feel better now, because at least she's seeing something. So the 30 days went past, and so I weighed myself the day that I was supposed to weigh myself, and I was so excited. I lost 10 pounds in 1 month, and I'm going like, I worked for 3 or 4 months to lose 8, and now I can do, I did this in 1 month. So I was really excited, and it's like, okay, I want to keep going, because in my personal, the way I felt, I knew I needed to lose more weight. And I thought, okay, I know I need to keep working on this. So I just told my sponsor, I want to go for 10 more pounds. So I did. I continued reporting to her. I continued doing my program. I was, walking and doing everything diligent. And it worked. I mean, it took me like 3 months to lose another 10 pounds. So then it was like, okay, my chiropractor is going to be happy when he sees me, because I lost 20 pounds. So I went and see him, and he saw, and he goes, oh, very good. You lost 20 pounds. Okay. Very nice. Keep going, lose another 5. And I go like, are you serious? So I didn't listen to him. I stayed. I felt too skinny. I didn't like how I felt. And, it was like I was still in the program, but it was for vanity. You know, it was like I just wanted to look good. And so I said, I said, I'll try.
That's 15 minutes.
Okay, thank you. So then, I did the program. So I went into maintenance then, and I lost a couple more pounds. So so what happened, how I lost my weight, and then perseverance. I have to just be persevering to stay in the group. My mindset changed because I found out by doing my homework, by reading, doing the steps, by reading the literature, that this program was not just to lose weight. I really found out who I really was, and I was not the person that I thought I was. So I've been working on my defect, my characters of defects. It's been fun meeting people. It's been, I am very grateful for the program. I am very thankful to God because, because for the first time when I came to OA Howell, for the first time, I asked him to help me. Before that, I didn't think about it. I didn't think God was worried about my weight. I didn't think like he could help me. It was like he had better things to do. Just never crossed my mind that he could help me. And so I asked God that to help me, and he's doing for me what I could not do for myself. So so let me see, what else do I wanted to say? So my health is better. My heart is under control with medication, but it's under control. Last time I saw my cardiologist, he still told me he wants me to lose 5 more pounds. I don't know if I ever gonna listen to him, but I'm comfortable in my weight right now. So, but I know that this is not for vanity. This is, for health, and I want to give back what was given to me. So I decided to stay. So I've been in the program for 7 years. I am now sponsoring other people. I help them as much as I can, guide them the way I was guided. And I cannot be more grateful. Also, this program is a three-legged stool, because I learned, it was physical, emotional, and spiritual. And I found out that emotionally, I was a wreck. Emotionally, I was in a roller coaster. Physically, I was obvious, because you can see. and spiritual. I was going to church and all that, so I thought I was fine spiritually, but I found out that I needed to do some more growing up and depend more on my higher power than on myself, because for me it was I'll just do it myself, I don't need help, it's just watch what I eat. But no, I found out that I need my higher power's help, and I call him God. So I needed my God to help me to lose the weight and now to maintain it. And now it's like to not to listen to the peer pressure, my kids, mom, it's like, especially in my birthdays, I get so much peer pressure in my birthdays. And it's like, I'm happy. I don't need anything. I just want to see you guys happy. And that's all that matters to me.